Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. Some good news, some challenges ahead. That's the scene set by Mark Haney, president of the Kentucky Farm Bureau, as the group's annual meeting runs this week through Saturday at the Galt House in Louisville. First, his assessment of the General Farm Organization itself.
I really feel good about the year that we've had. We've had a good year organizationally. We went through a little bit of a slump there in membership for a while. Now we actually reached our quota a few weeks back for the year, and we're finished the year. I'm so proud of the year that we have finished in Farm Bureau. 475,988 members.
Along with election of leadership, other corporate business, this week the farm group sets its legislative course for the coming year.
The work that we did legislatively this past session and the work on the water, getting a new commission in place, ready to go to work, was a huge body of work that I think that we accomplished and were able, along with the help of many, many others. It was not just our organization pushing on that. We had help from a lot of people and a lot of other organizations and agriculture in general.
2 years ago, Haney appointed a water resource working group, its recommendations resulting in unanimous legislative approval of that new water commission. We will be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The cyclical nature of farm prices is an ongoing challenge for the ag community, and this year, especially so.
Well, farmers are concerned, and we should be. We certainly have depressed prices, especially in grain, especially in livestock, particularly in beef, and dairy pricing is under a strain as well. The issue of grain, it is a supply-demand. Farmers have the ability, if they get a chance, they will produce, and we know how to produce. And sometimes we will outproduce the demand. What I see is that we have to do everything we can to increase the demand, and that is trade issues.
Haney says from the farm perspective, keeping open, even expanding the opportunity for international trade is critical for a return to profitability on the farm. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.